Good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskatten here, Christian Center Street Board, doing our daily podcast. So glad you are with us today here from the United States of America. We thank God for our nation and ask God to use us in this hour. We're going to talk about the eclipse that happened yesterday, what we can learn from it. I think there's so many voices. I think we need some balance here. We're going to talk about it today. Blessings to each and every one of you. I pray you're doing well today. Here it is on Tuesday. It is the ninth day of April 2024. We're doing good today here in America. I pray you are. Wherever you are, whatever nation you're in, as well as whatever state in America you're in. We love each and every one of you. Thanks for being a part of us, part of what we're doing here on this podcast. We are excited about what God is doing in the earth, and we want to be a part of that. Well, I want to dedicate a podcast, 10, 15 minutes here, to what happened yesterday. Okay, I'm recording this on Monday night. I waited all day to, Lord, give me wisdom on what to say, bite my tongue, not to be sarcastic. We were saying we didn't see anything happening on the eclipse. Now, of those in their nation, I know it was in Africa, I believe, as well, but this is a total eclipse of the sun down a certain pattern, and we won't see this again for, I think, 20-something years. It was very interesting. I was out in it. To celebrate, I mowed my lawn during the eclipse. How about that? I received a partial tan. I'm sorry. I told you I wouldn't be sarcastic. I'm not making light of it because it is a sign and a wonder. You know, Jesus talked about how the Pharisees and how the Jews could, you know, see the red skies. They knew when storms were coming, but they couldn't recognize the day of their visitation. And sometimes we can get so caught up in the natural that we do not recognize a visitation from the Lord. And I saw a little bit of that. So I want to use today to be a prophetic training, teaching, lesson from what happened yesterday. I peruse the internet and just kind of see what are people saying out there about this eclipse. And I listened to some great stuff. I think Troy Brewer had one of the better ones. It was real balanced, just kind of the history of eclipses and the history of where it was going across America. I thought he did a good job. He wasn't saying anything was going to happen. He was just giving information. I thought that was good because he loves that stuff. And I love listening to him. I enjoy Troy. Brewer, I don't know him, but I do enjoy his insight into that. And then there was others that said economic collapse was going to happen yesterday and everything was going to shut down. That was it. That was the end of the world, basically. And there were doomsayers, rapture type things, settings, you know, judgment, storms, famines, on and on it goes. It was all over the place. The prophetic was YouTube was blowing up. And here's the thing. I kind of pay attention to this, that people that do this and their following just increases. You know, they may have, say they have 1,000 views on one video, but they put up some of the clips. Next thing they have 20,000, 30,000 views because it's a hot topic. We've learned that in our social media platforms that clipbait, they call it. You put the right title, you say the right terrifying, scary things, and next thing you know, you get a lot of viewership. Doesn't mean, I want to say this, doesn't mean people listen to your whole video. They just click on it. I don't know how, it's a matter of seconds. If you watch a video for so many seconds, it's considered a view. So I think people need to kind of put that in perspective. We're not foolish. When we look at our data, we realize that happens sometimes. I want to say on this podcast, though, it does measure how long people listen. And we do. We have great listenership people. Most of you guys listen to the whole podcast. So thank you for that, doing that. But let's learn a bit. Well, you know what prophetic says. We try to be walk integrity doctrinally. We try to give good prophetic teaching and training, vetting, right prophets, etc. But Paul, when he was talking about prophecy in the church or to the church, because most of those videos are for the church, he says in 1 Corinthians 14, let two or three prophets speak and let the others pass judgment. But the problem is because the social media platform is so accessible that it doesn't have to be judged. They can put it out there and nobody's saying anything. I've shared this story with many people. I was in Botswana and I was prophesying there in one of the best protocols I've ever seen. Kind of scared me a little bit, but I'd prophesy. And then at the end of my prophecies, if say I prophesied over 3-4 people, the pastors would make the person stand up and verify if the word was the word of the Lord or not. In other words, if I had words of knowledge, if it confirmed them, et cetera, was it accurate? Fortunately for me, it was. I was a little bit nervous. I'm like, oh, I hope I was on tonight. I felt like I was. I know I was. I was hearing the Lord, but kind of scary. But then I thought, wow, that was really healthy because the whole audience recognized that it was accurate and it brought more faith in the room. That's the beauty of that. I had to present the prophetic word I had for the nation there to the top leaders of the nation, denominational heads. And they listened to it, judged it, and said it was the Lord. And so when I would go in a pulpit there, they would announce, our spiritual fathers have said this man has heard from the Lord and we need to listen to what he has to say. I had immediate credibility because the words were judged. And we have so much stuff out there right now, especially this eclipse was a classic example of non-judged words. They were just saying stuff and nobody was checking them because you don't have to on social media. And I don't know what it is, what should happen when people do this. They should lose their following after they do it 3, 4, 5 times, whatever. I'm not going to say you can't miss it. I've missed it before, but it should be when you're consistently missing it, there should be a defollowing. I just made up a word, not following. There was this one person I watched through 2020 and on. They kept prophesying that Trump was going to take over the White House and push Biden out in the middle of his term. I'm like, that's not going to happen. That's illegal. You can't do that. And yet I watched their viewership and their followership triple, quadruple, because that's what people wanted to hear. And that's a warning right there. Because when you get prophecies like that, it moves into Isaiah 30, which is a real warning for us because it says in Isaiah 30, verse 10, it says, who say to the seers, you must not see visions, and to the prophets, you must not prophesy to us what is right. Speak to us pleasant words, prophesy illusions. And that's what ends up happening is people say, prophesy what we want to hear. We don't like the president. Prophesy, we put somebody else in office. And that's just not right. Let's be good prophetic people. Let's vet this. If you're not sure who these people are, ask somebody of integrity. Find somebody who's alive. One of the things I think you can do, litmus test on these people, is to find out where is their alignment. Who are they aligned with? Where are they speaking? Are there places of virtue? Are there places of integrity that they're speaking? Are they just mainly all online, etc., wherever they are? Okay, so that's one thing. So he says this right here about judging, and this is 1 Corinthians 14, and it says, the spirits of the prophets are subject to prophets. Don't ever let a prophetic person say, I had to say it. I couldn't hold it back. That's not true. That's not what the word says. It says, for God is not a God of confusion, but of peace, as it is in all the churches of the saints. Now, herein lies a big problem. As I was perusing YouTube, that was the classic place to have it. I'm sure Facebook had it too. I didn't go there. I mean, it was so much confusion. One guy was saying the end of the world. The next guy saying nothing's going to happen. One guy says this is going to be the days of Jonah and massive judgment was coming. There was going to be this great disaster. And all over the place, confusion. The word of God says that he is not a God of confusion, but of peace. That's what I try to do. Is it bringing me peace? Even a tragic word, a scary word, is peace. I shared the word on my live stream Monday and also Sunday about September to Remember, which is I saw the Lord in the dream tell me what's coming in harvest and disasters, famine, so forth like that. Okay, I didn't want to say that, but I judged it. I ran it through my leadership. We talked about it. We discussed the word. We did everything. We did what the Bible says to do. And then we felt it was the word of the Lord. It was worthy of being released. And so we did. We released it. And hopefully to awaken a church, prepare a church. Can I say this? I'll just, it's rare. I'm not saying it's not possible, but it's rare that a word like an eclipse, a natural event, it's rare that that's the word of the Lord. It's a type and a shadow. It's a sign. What are signs supposed to do? The sign is supposed to tell you where to go to get to the Lord. If I'm driving down the road, I see a sign that says to the city, turn a right here. Well, that's my sign to take a right there. Doesn't mean I'm at that city. It just means I turn right there. So this was just a sign. It wasn't a word. And in my view, it wasn't. And that's what people were making a word. And God usually, almost always, hides himself in that way because he wants to honor the word. He doesn't want it to be so out there where people abuse it like we just saw. There wasn't a word, but they were abusing what seemed to be a word. In Proverbs chapter 25, it says, verse 2, it is to the glory of God to conceal a matter. It says in Amos chapter 3 that he reveals his plans to his prophets. So there's revelation that has to be obtained because God conceals a matter. It says, but to the glory of kings is to search out a matter. So the glory comes by searching and getting revelation from the Lord, not from a natural event. Now, the natural event is interesting. It's fascinating. I listened to one video of a guy. It was one of the most fascinating things I ever heard. The study he did on the eclipses throughout history, going back to the time of Jonah, on and on it goes. It was amazing. But he too, it was like an hour and a half video, and it was amazing. But he too said, I don't know if anything's happening. I'm just telling you the interesting facts around it. It's like watching Discovery Channel or National Geographic or something. It's interesting. It doesn't mean it's the word of the Lord. Now, I do believe it was a marker in time. There's no doubt because we had the word about April being the unraveling. And this was an unraveling. It started down on our border where we've been having a battle. And it went all the way to the northeast where we just had an earthquake. Okay, so that's interesting. Now you can say, okay, the path here is speaking something. But for us here at this ministry, we're trying to not be one who throws, you know, water on fire here. We're just saying, let's measure what is being said and what is being done. And personally, make sure that we are vetting what's out there. And if you don't know, ask somebody. Like I said, you can contact us. If you feel like, do you think this word, Lord? A brother that listens here, he sent me a video of a guy and said some things that it was interesting. I thought he had some real good points. So I just gave him what my take was on that and what we have said as a ministry about that, and just to help him. And that way you're not being misled here and you're not seeking words that will be what you want to hear, but it'll be what the Lord is saying. So it's the glory. Get that. It's the glory of God. It brings glory to him to conceal a matter. And a lot of people say, well, we uncovered the eclipse matter. Well, not really, because nothing happened, you know, as far as any major things. Now, time marked, I believe something happened. I believe we crossed over a timeline. And I think it's very, very important about that timeline, especially as we move into Passover. So that's kind of my prophetic lesson today. I rarely ever bring any correction this way, and I surely don't give up a whole podcast for it, but I felt led after the eclipse that I do that for everybody today, just to give you that insight. I'm not saying 100% listen to everything I'm saying here. Just meditate on what I said and ask the Lord, Lord, I want true revelation from you. I only want what you're saying and not what my flesh would want me to hear. So, Father, I pray right now for the body. Forgive us, Lord, for any exaggerations and soulish prophecies that could have come out of this event. And now those that were accurate, Lord, we sow into those. We celebrate those and we say, more, Lord, speak more and more to us through the events of the day, but also through your prophetic revelation. In the name of Yeshua, amen, amen. All right, come back tomorrow. Love you guys. Bye. Well, welcome and thanks for listening to our daily podcast here from Christian Center Shreveport in Louisiana, United States of America. Don't forget our Olive School of Ministry. Now, we are taking fall applications for the fall 24 session. You can go to olivesm.com and you'll find the information about our website. Full-time ministry, training you on how to be in the ministry of the Lord. Okay, we want you to do that. Thanks for your giving. You can do that on our website or app, and you can find everything we're doing there on our application. God bless you. See you tomorrow.